We looked up, Milton came through, my brother. I don't know what
happened.
What happened
to Lynn? I kept checking the email.
He must have been off duty yesterday.
Is Lynn okay? Or have you called him?
I don't know what's wrong with him.
I'm scared.
Last week, he overdid himself.
Yeah, he overloaded or something. Or maybe he still...
Maybe he's angry about
something. Reeking from a turkey or something. But anyway, Milton came through for us, and we found a lot of information on things that are poison goats. And according to this list, there should not be a goat alive in Texas.
But I didn't see in there anywhere that it said that goats would eat those plants. Did you?
Uh-oh.
That it contains those poisons.
Oh. Well, did you say, what I loved was the disclaimer. Did you read the Cornell list?
Yeah, I saw it, but I didn't read.
This series of web pages was created by Kevin Kirchhofer, an undergraduate student at Cornell University for a class report.
Uh-huh. Well, that does say
comments.
Which was graded on the weight.
Yeah. All comments and suggestions are welcome. Warning capital letters, darkened print. These web pages are only meant to be informative. Neither Cornell University nor the author of this site endorse or recommend the use of these plants. The use of these plants to poison the animals? Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah. That's a weird
disclaimer. The use of these plants. What they should have said, the use of these pages.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I went through them and
I'm trying to find out how to kill my goat. Ooh, he recommended this. It didn't kill my goat.
Well,
I'm upset.
Now, let's see. Milton found something by the National Agricultural Library. This was a poisonous plants extension goat handbook. Now we're talking, buddy. And it says factors contributing to the plant poisonings are starvation. Now, we in Texas don't starve goats.
No.
What is wrong with you? We're growing them for meat goats. Why would we starve them?
Mm. That's only because they cut out the subsidy on the wool or the mohair.
But it's back.
It's back.
Accidental eating and browsing habits of animals.
What?
Starvation is the most common reason. Say, well, if you're starving your goat to death, he's going to be eating rocks and everything else. It says, the interesting thing about it, it says, some animals on good feed and dry lot or excellent pasture become bored with the same regular diet. See, animals are just like people, you know. You can eat Mexican food every night, but every now and then you want a Wendy's burger. You know what I'm saying? They may eat unpalatable weeds or ornamental plants growing along fences. Goats and cattle like to vary the best kind of diet with a little browse. That's kind of like the deer in Hollywood Park.
Deer. That's right.
Many ornamental or wild shrubs may be consumed not because they're palatable, but because the animal craves variation in its diet. I never realized that goats and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Goats apparently are very particular.
And who do you suppose speaks goat? They got them to tell them that.
They did a focus
group.
They invited 12 goats in a room.
A focus group. The severity of the poisoning is related to the quantity of material eaten, the species of the animal eating the plant, portion of the plant, and condition of the plant eaten, level of the ground moisture, general health of the animal prior to eating. Man, I'm glad we didn't ask Kirby about this. He'd have beaten the bushes to death on this deal.
Well,
I wonder if Charles
is
listening.
Huh? Yeah, I sent Charles home. He could be listening on the way home. And we should ask Dan. And then when Dan starts to kind of
say, listen, Dan, we got
extension publication.
That's right. Now, what about this goat browsing? We understand that goats do not like to have the same thing every day. What do you know about that?
Well, ask Kirby.
We'll be the experts, and then we'll ask Kirby these questions. Yeah.
Have you noticed that they like to vary their diet?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think people take care of the goats. I mean, kind of like goats like to do the dogs and stuff, you know.
No. I wonder if Dan works with goats.
It makes me think of that time I was touring the Chinese people over here. We had a group from China. and we had them at HEB, at the HEB warehouse. And they were talking about starvation over there and how they had never seen that much food in one place in their lives. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing to them. And so the guy giving me the tour, of course, we had a translator with, but the guy at HEB giving me the tour said, do you know what is takes up the most space on the HEB shelves, the product that has the most variation, different kinds, and everything else on the HEB shelves of food? And it was animal food.
No.
It was pet food.
Yeah.
Because you know how your dog. Every now and then you feed him salmon. 5 days a week at least. Every now and then you got to give him a little beef.
Wendy's burger.
A Wendy's burger or something like that. And I was thinking about that. Back when we had dogs back in a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
We just slopped that food in there and threw that pan in there. And they ate it. And if they didn't like it, they went hungry that night.
Well, that does.
Times have changed, I guess. Gourmet.
It's a huge industry.
You know. And the Chinese people, let me tell you what they said when we interpreted that to them.
Yes.
They said,
I wonder which one makes them taste better.
That's close. They said that they started that trend. They had started that trend years ago. And then it dawned on some of them that they were making pet food for animals when their people were starving to death over there. This is a good story right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And they passed a proclamation that there'd be no more pets. That you don't have pets in China. Only dogs and cats are raised for food over there.
Huh. I didn't know.
Like beef. And they passed that proclamation, and the Chinese ate those pets in 48 hours. Ate every pet in China in 48 hours.
What?
Yep. Didn't even have a chance to precondition them, like my mom and them possums. You know what I'm telling you?
They needed some deer.
They needed some deer. Anyway, I bet you they wouldn't have a deer feeding problem over there. Anyway, I was looking through this list. Oh, let me tell you another story.
Oh, no. I'm sorry I said fluffy. What?
My Chinese person that used to be an emissary to China for the Surgeon General of the United States, he used to tell me all this story. You know who I'm talking about. But anyway, he said they had a tour group over there in China. And they came upon this shop that was selling kitty cats. And so this little girl just saw this cat she just fell in love with. Went in there and said, wanted to buy that cat. And so they said, okay, and they paid him for the cat. And they said, we'll come back later after the tour and get the cat.
I know where this is going.
When they came,
I think we don't need to go any further.
When they came back to get the cat, the cat was ready, Milton.
Yeah, it was in a little butcher paper.
Yeah, a little butcher paper. The little girl didn't take that.
Like Cabrito.
Yeah. Anyway, see, so it depends on how you look at this food, you know. Anyway, they broke this deal down to toxicity to goats. I think this fool just went through here and listed everything according to ones that have alkaloids and one that have.
You're talking about the Cornell guy?
Now, yeah, Cornell guy.
He got it from some extension book, too, I believe.
I think he got an A on it. But anyway, I'm going through here.
Don't
poppies.
Don't all plants have one of those in
them? Oh, sure do.
Somewhere?
Sure they do. Got the ones that have alkaloids in it. Or boxwood, we sell boxwood right here. Poppies, common poppies. I guess that's, I don't know if that's the oriental poppy or not.
Maybe that's why the deer won't eat boxwood.
Is that right?
It's got alkaloids in it.
The deer won't eat boxwood?
No.
But goat will. If you don't know what's good for him.
If he's starving and you fed him too much the same thing each day, he'll look at that boxwood and go,
Horse nettle, larkspur, lupines. You remember I was thinking about this yesterday. You know, I always talk about that when people call in about their got a mountain laurel branch dying in the middle of their mountain laurel, what should they do? And I tell them to cut it to the ground. It won't kill it. Because up in the hill country, and I got to thinking about this, that's for goats, where they were doing these herbicide studies on trying to kill mountain laurels, sephoras, and they were using the most toxic herbicides that they could use on those mountain laurels, trying to kill them, get them out of those pastures so the goats wouldn't graze them. Because the berries too are toxic, and that's why they're full of drugs. You know, that's why the Indians used to boil them up and get happy with them.
You don't want a stone goat.
Yeah,
taking all of the fun out of being a goat.
Yeah, I know. So they try to get those mountain laurels out of those pastures. But
Saturday night, you're hungry. You're looking for a little variation. You go out there, and where's the mountain laurel with the drug?
The bottom line is they've never found a way to get those mountain laurels out of there. And those goats are eating that stuff all the time around mountain laurels. And they wouldn't be raising those goats just to turn them loose out there and watch them die on eating mountain laurels in the hill country. That's where most of the goats are grown. All of the nightshades are poured. Marijuana? Oh, man, now that ain't right. A goat can't even have a little marijuana every now and then?
Apparently not.
Suppose he's doing it to relieve the pain or something from eating something else.
He's got to have a doctor's prescription.
He's got cataracts.
They list marijuana and hemp as different things. I thought that was the same thing.
I thought hemp marijuana is a hemp.
Is a hemp. Okay, so there must be other hemps.
Yes.
All of the nightshades, of course, but then where I lost them, they listed oak. I've seen goats in oak climbing oak trees to eat oak. You go down south, you notice live oaks down there in that sand. They always look like they're so well trimmed.
You can see under them forever.
You can see under them, and it looks like somebody walked under there and trimmed them so nice. That's goats. That's how high the goat
can reach. Standing on his hind legs.
Absolutely.